Chapter 3. The Formula of Life. Legend has it that in the early 1400s, a French chemist named Nicolas Flamel discovered the elixir of life. The elixir was reputed to be a substance that could prolong human life for hundreds of years. Flamel lived with his wife, Perronel, in what is now the oldest stone house in Paris. Located on a narrow street on the right bank of the Seine, the gray stone house was built by Flamel himself and served as his main laboratory. He worked late at night by candlelight, mixing exotic concoctions in an effort to create the elusive potion to sustain life. Flamel was pursuing an ancient ritual. The research for an elixir of life dates back millennia. According to the Hindu scriptures, the elixir was churned from the deepest ocean waters and called Amrita. Throughout the centuries, alchemists searched for the elixir of life to stave off death. They were certain there was a magical potion that could make people live longer, or, more hopefully, forever. In ancient China, the emperors were convinced that the right combination of metallic compounds had the ability to affect eternal life. They ordered their surrogates to mix cocktails of precious substances, such as jade and cinnabar, and combine lead with mercury, and even with arsenic. But more often than not, when the emperors ingested these concoctions, not only did they not prolong their lives, they ended up inadvertently poisoning themselves to death. Flamel took a more measured approach. He toiled for years on the elixir, which, as legend holds, he created from the philosopher's stone. The stone was reputed to be able to turn lead into gold, and, if ingested, the resulting substance would extend life for hundreds of years. In J.K. Rowling's blockbuster novel, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Flamel appears as the creator of the stone that is central to the plot. In the book,